no sensation. Realize the beginning. When I think about how blessed we are.
People, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you once again to another very exciting edition of Radio Biafra Live presentation on this very day, Wednesday, the fourth day of July. In the year of our Most High Elohim, Chukwuka Biama Prumi Yeni in 2020. The time now is precisely 7 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, and by the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled, irrespective of where you are living, across the entire 24 time zones of this very world, people are tuned in, they are listening to this very presentation this evening, this very gospel of hope, a gospel of truth, a gospel of restoration, a gospel of freedom, a gospel of emancipation, not just for Biafrans, not just for every ethnic nationality trapped in the damnable zoological republic. It is for the entirety of Africa and also black people wherever they are. If you wish to be free, you must be able to discern, you must be able to reason, you must be able to protest. A little bit of common sense. If you don't have any of those things, you're finished. And there is no way you can be free this evening. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to some of you. Encourage those who are around you to get closer, to listen with you. If they cannot listen via the same platform that you're on, please direct them somewhere else. Because we are on FM in Biafra Land, we are on satellite. We are on various apps. We are also on YouTube as well. People are streaming this very content right across social media this precise moment. Because everywhere is at a standstill. They know when they listen to us, they will hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because we maintain very truthlessly so that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We have come to restore Biafra, and that Biafra must be restored in our time. We are going to do, we are doing, and will continue to do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra is restored. Our enemies are wasting their time. Our enemies know that they are bruised. We are fighting a multifaceted war on many fronts, and we are winning all of them. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I am the director of Radio Biafra and the director of Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of the Most High God, Chukwuka Biama Prumi, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I will not take your time any further. We shall proceed to pray, after which we shall delve into the substance of tonight's presentation. If you know you are of a weak constitution, this is not a program, this is not a broadcast for you to listen to. Because here we shall speak the truth, because here we don't have any space for reformed saboteurs. Because a sabo can never be reformed. It is in their bone marrow, it is in their blood. Once the time comes, they will begin to fall out of the woodwork. That is why there is no pity
For all the traitors, there won't be any. It doesn't matter how many there are. There will be no pity for them. If they like, they can go and align themselves, not just with the Sultan of Sokoto, not with Harawa, not with Miyeti Yala. If they like, they can go to Taliban and form alliance with them. If they prefer, they can go to Al-Qaeda and form alliance with them. Insofar as this very march is concerned, insofar as we are marching into our God's own promised land, the land of Biafra, there is nothing the enemies can do. Absolutely nothing. And very soon we shall show them. Very, very soon and imminently, we are going to make them understand that the land belongs to us. If you are not afraid of the truth, then you listen to us. If you are afraid of the truth, then quite frankly, you have no business listening to us. Because here we preach the gospel truth. We don't give a damn who is concerned or who is adversely affected by it. As long as it is the truth, that is what we are here to preach. We must pray. And I will pray in the language of heaven, if you will permit me. Is the only one in a chile can make a room in Helena? Only more than a modern effort. Only a body when I go to Alwakaya. Only not give them a room where BJB. Only a bonani and a chile. Meaning, Andy Boros in a chile bread. And you were not there to a way now, Bumwani. Nihi na onye ọbụla gị na na-abụ ụsịasị ebube dị ngọzi egwu adịghị atụ ndị dị etu a. Anyị were IPOB wee nyefee gị n'aka ezi ebube dị ngọzi. Wee were ezinụlọ Biafra n'ụwa niile wee na-eche n'iru gị. Ka amara gị na ebere gị wee zuo oke n'ime ndụ anyị. Ka i wee gosi anyị ụzọ nke eziokwu gị. Ka iru gị wee chaa n'ebe anyị nọ n'otu n'otu. N'ihi na ọmaghị onye ọbụla eji ama atụ sị na ọ bụ ya yiri gị ezi ebube dị ngọzi. Akwụkwọ bịa mere ụmụ gị bụ ụmụ Chineke anya anaghị efe arụsị. Onye nwe mbi n'igwe biko, anyị emeghị eme ihe ọbụla aka mere nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị nkoto na nsọpụrụ niile nwuru. Onye nwe anyị bi n'igwe dị ebube, nna ndị ụmụ ogbenye, onye ọ bụ naanị ya bụ onye kere ihe niile kere eke mana omeghị onye kere ya, lekwa ka ebube gị si wee sachi ihe niile nke ikere eke, lekwa ka ịma mma ya isi wee zuo oke n'ime ndụ ndị gị. O nweghị ihe ọbụla nke anyị ji. Anyị emeghị ma anyị emeghị ma anyị emeghị ọta, anyị enweghị ego. Mana ọ bụghị na-edu IPOB n'ụwa niile, aha wee na-ehi ntụ ndụ ebe niile n'ụwa sọpụrụ. Onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna ọ bụghị site n'ihe nke mmadụ dị ndụ mere, ọ bụ site sọsọ na ebere gị, na amara gị na ọmịiko gị, na ịhụnanya gị ebe ndị gị nọ. Anyị wee na-akpọkwa aha nsọ gị wee na-aza gị mma wee na-eto gị. Na-asọ ọbụla dị ka ndị mmụọ ozi si wee na-efe gị n'igwe nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Na anya ọnwa anyị bụ ndị dị ndụ n'ala nke ndị dị n'akpa isi ala nye gị. Anyị si n'anyanwụ na-egosi ịhụnanya gị Chineke nna nke igwe. Etu a ka kpọmkwem si wee na-eti. Na-asị na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna. Elu ugwu ma ndịda nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọbụla oke ufe nna nke igwe. Anyị wee na-asị na ọ bụ naanị gị na Chineke nna nọ gbadara aka gị. Lekki si wee na-eme m ila ndị iro ndị Biafra niile biri na ha nọ n'ụwa. I wee na-emebọ ndị ọjọọ akachi ha wee na-ada ha ọnụ. N'ihi na ka ha ọrụ ndị si na Biafra agaghị abịa, ndị dị otu agaghị abịa onye nwe m. Ha gaghị anọ ndụ wee hụ Biafra. Ka ha ọrụ ndị ikwu ndị ka ha wee megide eziokwu gị. Bụ mkpa nke anyị onwe anyị na-abụ ụbọchị niile onye nwe m na Chineke nna. Ihe ga-abụ nke ndị dị otu a. Ma anyị niile bụ ndị nwe obi tọrọ obi aṅụrị n'ime gị. Anyị niile bụ ndị nwe ezi ịhụnanya ebe nzọpụta gị nọ. Mgbe niile ka anyị na-asị nna nke dị nsọ na anyị ga-ebuli gị elu, ọka ka anyị ga-ebuli gị elu, nwanne otu onye anyị na-ebuli gị elu. Anyị na-asị gị biko n'eze ebube dị ngọzi. N'otuto niile na-asọpụrụ niile dara aha nsọ gị eze ndị eze site n'ebighị ebi ma ruo n'ebighị ebi. Ise, ise, ise. We must proceed therefore unstoppably this very evening from this very location to preach this very gospel that we have been given to preach. I am sure that some of you brought your pen and your paper with you. And for the Janjaweed, those of you that have not moved on from their slate and their chalk, that you are trying as much as you can, at least to graduate into the use of a pencil and a piece of paper.
I welcome each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. And I do like the debate that is raging everywhere. I love debate. I love it. And hopefully, one brave soul will abandon the habitation of gossip that is Facebook and meet me live on air on Friday, Chukwukikabiana Willing. You will come on air and we will debate live. You will co-host the program with me. So it is not an issue of anybody being disconnected. Because I know that the workers of iniquity and idol worshippers, the Pharisees, we know that all the forces of darkness are gathering against this unstoppable march of light. But I want to prove it to the whole world, especially to those who are listening, that darkness can never defeat light. That is why I challenge anybody, if you claim you are intelligent, Friday morning, 7 a.m. in the morning on Friday, I will add you on Skype, and you will co-host the program with me. If after that very program, you still regard yourself as a human being, then I will know you are intelligent indeed. But I can assure you categorically and without any hesitation, no prevarication, that you will not survive it. You can, nobody can. If you claim you are learned, you come forward. Come learn me. If you claim you are learned, abandon the realm of gossip that is Facebook. I challenge that very individual. So, from then on in, you will not be able to show your moronic face in public anymore. That is who we are. Some of them say we are arrogant. That is your prerogative. We are the way we are because we are blessed. We are the way we are because we do things that other black people can never ever do. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We are the way we are because we are IPOB. We are the way we are because we are unstoppable. We are the way we are because Biafra was restored. It doesn't matter what you do. How you grumble, how you complain, it is inconsequential. The only thing that matters is freedom. And that's what we are pursuing. We have not come here to embellish or to decorate words. Never. If you want that, you go to the British of 1887 to 1960. Or should I say to the British that is remote controlling your useless, hopeless lives till this very day. Some are upset that we insult them, the type of language we use. The type of language we use so that you may be able to reason. Are you not reasoning now? Are most of you not now reasoning anymore? But before we go any further, there is a clip that has been played everywhere. It's gone viral. It's been analyzed and interpreted from every dimension. But in keeping with our tradition here, on this hallowed platform, we shall dissect that very video this evening. For the world to know where your problem is coming from, those you should be upset with. Don't be upset with IPOB. You should be upset with your inability. You should be upset with your idiocy not to recognize the dangers in front of you. People are getting upset because of how they are spoken to, not because their mothers are being raped and their daughters abducted. That is what I say about the brain of a black man. It is warped. Everything is always upside down. You are not concerned about people who are being slaughtered. You are concerned about the message, or should I say this, the way the message was delivered to you. That is how foolish some of you are. You are irredeemable anyway. You have been tutored and schooled under a system presided over by Janjaweed Alamajiri. I don't expect most of you to be discerning and to be intelligent enough to take the message and not the way the messenger is dressed. We must proceed. I will play this same video again, please, and I want it to be posted. This same video about what Britain did to most of you, if not all of you. If not all of you. Listen to it very carefully, and then we will be able to analyze it. Because this is where every problem that I have with the brain of a black man is encapsulated in this very video. Everything, every problem that I have with our inability to reason, I keep harping on it all the time. Forget about the semantics, forget about the romancing of the words. We are not here to romance words for you. We are here to let you understand the stupidity you're in and to get yourself out of it. Listen to this. Maybe then some of you will appreciate the degree of the mess you're in.
And this is Chaos Mix.
Listen.
May I say how delighted we are to be on Passion.
We've the British man with a wife.
To an African television station.
Yes.
Decades. This is something we have looked forward to for such a long time. And we are so happy to be here. Thank
yes.
you. Mr. Aaron Smith was a young, bright, and principal Oxford University graduate.
Oxford
was recruited by the colonial
office. The same Oxford that most of them went to, I went to Oxford, I went to Cambridge, I went to Princeton, I went to Harvard. I want you to see, to understand, to appreciate how somebody who is properly educated, I want you to understand their level of consciousness. I want you to understand how people who are genuinely educated, how they speak, how they behave, and the type of conscience that they possess, unlike most of them in Africa, unlike most of the baboons that claim they went to Harvard, we went to Cambridge, we went to Yale, we went to Princeton. Garbage. All rubbish. This is a white man with a wife. I want you to listen to what this man has to say. Compare it with the level of cowardice and ineptness that you have in the zoo from those that went to the same school that this white man went to. Understand what he's trying to say. And not all of you who are concerned about the way we deliver this message to see where your idiocy comes from, to direct you to where your anger should be channeled to. Not messing about and talking about on social media. We want you to reason. And until you reason, we will continue to preach this gospel the way we do. Any day you rise up in the morning and you're concerned about the death of your people in Enugu, then I will respect you. Any day you rise up and you're concerned about what the Miyoshiana is doing in Ebonyi State, then I will be respectful of your person. Any day you wake up in the morning, you understand that Delta State is gone, then I will respect you. Any day you get up in the morning and you understand that William Obiano is an agent of Janjaweed, that day I will respect you. Any day you wake up in the morning, you understand that there is something wrong for somebody to come from a fourth position to be declared the winner by a Fulani Supreme Court, that day I will respect you. Any day you rise up in the morning and get convulsed by what is happening at Lower Panta and now at Okwa, where people come from Mauritania, from Mali, from all across the Sahel to Abia State to live in the forest, that day I will have regard for you. Any day you wake up in the morning and you understand the desperation of the Janjaweed jihadists to take over River State, that day I will respect you. Any day you wake up in the morning and understand that those of them from Nigeria, these new people that claim that your friends were rats, all they're trying to do is to put you down, to subjugate you, to enslave you, that day I will respect you. But until that happens, You are a baboon and you are a monkey. You are nothing. You are a pseudo intellectual. You know nothing. Your brains are empty. And that is why you have no electricity. You have no running water. You have no good schools. You have no hospitals. That is why you find solace in hiding under what? The style of the delivery and not the substance itself. That is why you are beneath the human being, and that is why I would rather befriend or be close to a chimpanzee than to be close to any of you liars, deceivers, and cheats. All of you, hypocrites. This man went to Harvard. Sorry, he went to Oxford. Many of them went to follow this Ivy League, according to the universities in Europe and in America. This is how a white man behaves. No matter what you say about what, I remember I told you before that even in Britain there are good people in Britain. I told you that many, many times. That British people on average are conscientious, they are good people. Forget about their government. Listen to this man. This is, should I say, the fulcrum of what we are going to discuss this evening. Listen.
In my office, I'm posted to Nigeria. He took his final examination a year ahead of his class. He also married Mrs. Carol Smith, whom he met while they were both at Oxford University.
Yes.
Together they went to Nigeria, where they had their two children. Mr. Smith, he was featured in a program recently by BBC Radio 4, titled Document, and that was also by Mr. Mike Thompson.
Yeah.
He was alleged that the British government rigged the first and most important election in the history of Nigeria in 1959 in favor of the North. Am I correct?
Yes. Did you understand the question from the interviewer? The interviewer is a black man. Some of you have seen this clip. But in keeping with the brain of a black man, we don't delve into issues, we don't analyze it properly. No, we don't. This man is trying to let you understand the history of rigging in Nigeria. He wants you to understand who brought in rigging. I was watching a black brother in America today, an activist, with his assault weapon and his side pistol. Do you know what he said? A black American, he said, in the main, that black people are innocent and good people. That some white folks introduce evil to them. I want people to understand that had Britain not brought in rigging, Britain, had they not brought in rigging into the zoo, there'd be no rigging today. I want all these pseudo intellectuals, all these professional petition writers for hire. Any politician that we deal with, he'll go and recruit some idiots. Four or five of them to write in rubbish. I want to tell you, all you zoo animals in Nigeria, this is where you should be channeling your anger and your desperation to these people that cost you unbearable pain and suffering, not just for generations before you, but for your children and your children's children, so that you place your anger properly. That is the thing about black people, they don't reason very well. They don't know how to channel their anger. Somebody came from somewhere, took you away in chains, tied you up in chains, gave you their God, you accepted it. No problem. Somebody's coming and telling you the truth, and you're saying it's an insult. And you're saying that God, those people are worshipping, you will not worship it. But somebody came and took you away in chains. I mean, do you see how funny you look? Listen, please.
How long were you in Nigeria for? From 1955 to 1960.
Yes.
And we were based in Lagos.
Yes.
I was on the staff of the Department of Labor. I was largely occupied with employment problems, all the employment exchanges, and statistics, and international reports, and was kept pretty busy. I was also stationed in Lagos in charge of the capital and the port. I was the port labor officer as well. Mm-hmm. And I also devised the port labor scheme and later a social security scheme, which was one of the first in Africa, which guaranteed workers some income after they'd finished work. It was a Providence scheme, as I say, it's called the National Providence Scheme, and I was very proud to have put that on the statute book.
This was the man who got in pension into the zoo, the way you know pension. If you're a pensioner, if your dad or your mom works for the government and benefited from the pension scheme, this is the man responsible for introducing pension into Nigeria, Nigeria. So you must take what he's saying very seriously. That's why I said that the build up with, I have seen people analyze this, but I don't think actually the people don't understand the gravity of this very interview. People don't know how big it is, because encapsulated within what this man is saying or what he has said in the past lies all your problems. And the fact that you cannot see it is because you're a black person, you cannot see. Your brain is not fine-tuned enough to grasp very salient points when they say it. This is a man responsible for bringing pension scheme into Nigeria. This very man, Mr. Smith, with the wife, being interviewed by a black journalist. Let's continue.
I was going to ask you what your role is. You mentioned three important. Is there any particular name given to your office while you were there?
Officer.
I was a labor officer, a senior civil servant.
Okay.
I only intended to stay in Lagos initially.
Listen.
For two tours of duty. Although, because of this conflict with the elections.
Conflict with elections? Please, I want people to listen attentively, please. I want, the only thing I'm doing in life is to, I just want black people to reason. Even for 1 second, only 1 second, 1 second only. Just reason for 1 second. Forget all your petty envy and jealousy and greed, we'll deal with that later. I just want you to listen and be truthful to yourselves for once, that you may learn what we have learned. That is why IPOB is undefeatable. You cannot. That is why, no matter how much you yap your rubbish and write your garbage, if you go back to the house, your wife will ask you, Nani, have you heard what IPOB said today? I want you to pay attention. This very clip I'm playing, this video, is the most important video in the history of Nigeria. It is the most critical. This very video. That's why we must be patient. We will listen. It's about 24 minutes. We will listen to each and every word that comes out of this man's mouth. Very important. Listen, please.
There were difficulties. Actually, government wouldn't let me leave the civil service.
They didn't want you to leave.
They were determined that I should stay in the civil service.
They wanted to stay.
After my two tours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was offered very considerable incentives.
Like?
Including a knighthood.
Knighthood.
To stay and work for government. Primarily this was because I had access to state secrets. I learned, and the government...
He had access to state secrets. So to keep him quiet, they offered him knighthood. Listen, please. What are those secrets that this white man, that is an Oxford-educated white man, is still a top civil servant in Lagos during colonial days, the man who started the pension scheme in the zoo? Why did they offer him bribe of knighthood? Why? What is that thing he? What is that thing he knows? Listen.
Governor General himself confirmed this to me.
Mm-hmm.
That the elections were rigged.
The elections were rigged.
the intention was that the North should rule Nigeria.
Are you listening? When Tony Blair came, where did he go to the North? Why is it, have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it anytime there is money for anything, you always go to the North? World Bank, North. Gas pipeline, go to the North. Refinery, Kaduna, to the North. Everything, the North. Why? Because Britain wanted the North to rule. Britain wanted the North to rule. By North, I mean Janjaweed, the Fulani. Because they are very stupid and useless and easy to control. They are the only people that abandoned everything, their way of life, their culture, everything, and absorbed everything Arabic to their name. That is, we begin to read out all the names of the Janjaweed or Minyeti Allah in high political offices. It sounds as if you're Saudi Arabia, calling out the ministers in Saudi Arabia. Britain understood that with their al-Majri rank as the culture, that the foreigners can be controlled. Why was it easier for Britain to control the foreigners? Exactly the same reason the Janjaweed have today over the lives of Mohanese and Jushin and them, and the rest of the very greedy pack, I call them, the envious pack. Why? Because there is only one thing you need in life for you to become an agent of an oppressor. You must be an envious bastard. You must be an envious person. Do you know why Britain chose the Fulani? Because the Fulani had a natural hatred for anybody who is educated from the South. For anybody who is a progressive, they didn't want it. There's something now, if you look at everybody that has fallen prey to the march of the Janjaweed to colonize and Islamize the South, all those with a chip on their shoulder, people who are very envious by nature, people who are driven by jealousy. I'm making these points very clear. Listen carefully, please. It is just like your body. The only way a virus can attack your body is if your body's immune system, your defense system, is very weak. Either through stress or illness or whatever it is. If your defense mechanism is strong, your antibodies, your white blood cells are very strong, it is very strong. Any virus that comes will be attacked. The same thing happens in real life. The fertile ground for betrayal must be built on envy, greed, and jealousy. With those three things in place, you are now a prime candidate to be converted, to subvert the will of your people, to sabotage them, and to become a frontline traitor. What the Fulanis were doing was threatening not just against themselves, but the whole of Africa as a whole. And Britain was using them to accomplish this. The idiots, because of their envious nature towards an evil man, towards the South, the entire South, they could not see that what they were doing was counterproductive. This is what I want black people to understand. Blacks don't understand this. They've never risen this far. Because any time you see a black person working against the interests of his people, forget about financial considerations. Of course, that plays a very big part if you're an evil man. Look at the underlying causes. It's always envy. I cannot be like them, so let me work against them. I cannot be like as consistent as IPOB. I cannot be as unbribable as IPOB. I cannot be as gifted as IPOB. So the next best thing for me is I will hate them. And in their state of hate, born out of envy, anytime the Janjaweed comes from the North or from Abuja, a politician comes to them to say, oh, these things they are doing, why don't you fight against them? You see them, they rise up immediately. And they start writing rubbish. Exactly. Britain used it on, I told you before, they used it on the Fulanis and it worked perfectly well till today.
I keep asking people, where is Abuja? I don't know what is going on. They say, we want to restructure. Or better than saying, we restructure. Children who will let us restructure, we must restructure to move forward. It was better. And I keep asking this question, and nobody wants to answer. Where is the Abuja Accord? Where is it? One of the signatories is alive. You went to a conference, you agreed on something. Go on, where is this? Where is that document? To say for all this nonsensical garbage about restructuring, not restructuring, where is Abuja? Being a typical sluggish, moronic black man, of course, and the devil's incarnate, that go on is. Go on is busy. This is a typical black man, busy praying, saying he's praying to, of course, to Lucifer. When he's busy praying, whereas the document that could have solved all the problems is somewhere in his cabinet in his house. Why won't Go on bring it out? Because Go on and his people are envious of the industry and ingenuity of a Biafran man. The reason why Aburi was not implemented, I want people all around the world listening to understand, I'm speaking very calmly today, to understand the genesis of our problem, to understand that the way a white man reasons is different from how a black man reasons, and that is why we're in the mess we're in today. That's for nothing more, nothing less. Because a black man does not see rivalry, a black man doesn't see banter, a black man doesn't see healthy competition. Where there should be competition, let me try and be like him, let me try and be like her, they bring in envy. Let me hate them because I cannot do what they are doing. That's all. As soon as we understand this very simple problem, all of our problems are solved. They used Fulani because Fulani had one thing, then a hatred for the educated South. So Britain felt, people who are schooled in divide and rule, the best thing to do is to give power to illiterates, to cattle herders. Let them start so they will mess everybody up. So even the Britain that created the zoo, that is why I call Nigeria a racist construct. Britain that created the monster, the zoo, never had good intentions in the first place. Because if they did, there is no way that somebody preaching democracy, preaching good governance, preaching development and transparency will be actively involved in the rigging of elections and in the subversion of the will of the people. Just tell me why they will do it. Why? You've got to let us suppress them. You cannot, a virus cannot attack your body unless your immune system is weak. And what causes weak immune system is stress. Number one. Stress. Number one. Your immune system is down. Or maybe in our 5G mask. And they say it's conspiracy theory because South Africa. You see what is happening in South Africa? You know, it's 5G mask. You will see it weakens your immune system so that when this deadly virus comes, you stand no chance. Go to South Africa. They're forced to launch 5G. Vodacom is on 5G, MTN is on 5G in South Africa, and they are falling like flies. We'll come to that later on. All I want is for black people to reason. If you don't get black people to reason or raise their level of consciousness to a particular level, you can never be free. We can never be free. No matter how hard we try, we can never be free. Because in the Western world, in Europe and in America, even in Japan, in all advanced economies, from kindergarten, from nursery school, they begin to teach them their rights. And after teaching them their rights, they'll tell them that don't allow anybody to trample on those rights. Even if it means defending it with your blood. Do they teach us that? Of course not. Let's continue. Listen.
Even in 56, the northern leaders were very proud and were saying, if they couldn't run Nigeria, never mind elections, they might not join Nigeria. They might.
Jan Jawid, Ahmadu Bello, Tafawa Balewa, the northern leaders, those speaking to you want Nigeria today. That's why I look at people and I wonder. You know history. Some of you pseudo intellectuals on Facebook, you claim you're learning, you claim you understand history, you claim you're well read. Have you not come across where it was explicitly stated that the North will secede, they will leave, it's called Araba, they want to go. They don't want to be part of Nigeria. He was a man that said he would have begged them to be part of one Nigeria. Are you not aware of it? Who is now claiming they are not aware that it was a man that said he would have allowed them? Who is not aware? Nam Dasiki was pleading with them, saying, don't go, don't go. He wants Britain built an empire called Nigeria. As if he wanted to come and be the emperor. As if he forgot that for you, for an emperor to rule an empire, you must go to war and you must conquer all those places. Not for a foreigner to conquer it for you and hand over. It doesn't happen that way. Have you heard it now? When we got it, we cannot allow anybody to succeed. You cannot succeed. But it was the Fulani, the first people to threaten secession. The Fulani people. That is why I said that this, you know, our people, we don't, unless it is a scandal or gossip, people don't watch videos, they don't analyze it very well. Only gossip they are interested in, or comedy. Go back to every problem of the zoo is here. Let's continue.
They might leave. And we all thought, well, how would they survive?
How would they survive?
Industries, there's not a great deal of agriculture, some groundnuts in the north. This wasn't very practical at all. And
they had nothing in the north. Some people have forgotten that the reason why, some people say, oh, they are parasites, they are leeches, they are laying pipe, gas pipeline, crude oil pipeline, refined petrol pipeline to the north. It has been that way from the beginning. They asked the parliament in London, asked Frederick Lugard, why are you amalgamating the south and the north? First I said, because the north is very poor. They have nothing. Till today they still have nothing. They have nothing. They were coming from the north. Granite pyramid, we have seen how they built it. They built a scaffolding on that, and then they pile one bag of granite. This is a white man. He brought in person into the zoo. He knows, he's telling you that the north had nothing. 1956, 57, 58, 59, 60, independence. The people with nothing are asking to be given all the political power. And they got it. Those with all the resources in the south, both natural and the human, those who went to school in the south, running the government, the something that's happening today. They forced certificates in the north. They do everything. I'm sorry to say the north. Fulani, they forced their certificates. They don't go to school. Even the houses of parliament in their so called House of Reps and Senate, you hear them every day. Do they make sense to anybody? Did that make sense to anybody? But that was ruling you. Because that was how Britain planned it. Why did Britain plan it that way? Because they don't want to see a black country develop. They don't want it. They prefer to be giving you Oxfam. We got you 2 million pound aid. They prefer the handout. You know, they want you to be the beggar. They want to play God. They are better than you. You are nothing. You are black. You are useless. You are on the ground. You can never aspire to anything good. So don't worry. We take everything you have and then we give you a bit of grant, a bit of aid. We give you 1 million to Ivory Coast, maybe 2 million to Togo, 3 million to Northeast. A black man can never see this. Try that thing in the West. Cook and ask somebody passing outside, oh, please come and eat. They'll tell the thunder fire you there. Why don't you come to my house to eat? Why must I come to your own to eat? Who are you to belittle me? The more you belittle black people, the more they love it. And we are telling you here on this platform, don't allow yourselves to be belittled. If you say what you are preaching as an insult, it means you're a fool, you're a complete idiot. You don't know. People came from Arabia, Arabs. They put chain around your neck. When I preach it now, they say it is religious phobia. You just don't know anything. Because of your stupid sensibilities, you can no longer preach the truth. If I say the truth, I was because of political correctness, I will try to sidestep it. You are mad. You are insane. they came from Arabia to take us as slaves. They put two sticks around our neck. By the time we finished with that experience, we became Muslims. Europeans came with glittering chain, tied us around. Go and watch the Amistad. Go and watch, and all of you should go and watch it. You will shed tears. By the time they finished with us, we become Christians. That is the truth. You can hide it however you like. You can massage it however you like. You can cry over it if you like. Oh, that is your business. But the truth of the matter is that typifies the brain of a black man. That is why we are not developing until we acquire a heightened level of reasoning and consciousness. We can't come out of this mess. What you're suffering today, we are fighting for Biafra. Britain made it so. Britain never wanted Biafra to emerge. Never, they don't want Biafra. Why? So that the black man can have industries and have schools and hospitals. They don't want that. They want to feel big, you know, that big. Oh, how much aid do you give to them? How many aid workers do you have in Ghana? How many aid workers do you have in the Chad region? They love it. Replace God. You know, looking at sick, sickly, emaciated African babies. You're taking care of them, feeding them from feeding bottle. They love it. Hey, they are God. But you are the problem. An average black person is the problem. They don't understand medication intended to heal them. Somebody can put poison in ribena, or in honey. It tastes so sweet. As you're taking it, you're dying. If we ask you to stop taking it and take quinine, take something that is bitter. Take the water you get from bitter leaf. You know, it's very medicinal. You don't have to drink it. I don't want to drink it. Oh, give me that honey. The Oyibo will come feeding you honey laced with poison, and you're dying slowly. And IPOB will come with Janguda. You know, sensitive apple. You know, highly medicinal. And ask you to take it, you'll be alive, you'll get well. You say, no, it's too bitter. I want sugar, please. Bring me honey, bring me sugar. That is what is happening. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's listen to the truth, please.
And then it was, the government general seemed to be thinking that the North couldn't, even if it won an election, rule Nigeria by itself. The South wouldn't stand for that. So there had to be a partner, either the Igbos in the East or the Yoruba in the West, to team up with the North. What he didn't want was for the two southern parties, the Igbo and the Yoruba, to team up to form the government.
Britain never wanted Oduduwa and Biafra to be together. Never, from day one. The reason why I say that this is the most important video in the history of Nigeria is because it contains everything. Now you can understand all the whole South-South nomenclature, Niger Delta cabbage. You can understand all that foolishness, where it's coming from. I've asked this thing before. A few weeks ago, I reeled out all the names of the ethnic nationalities in the North. Some of you were shocked. There was not one single minority commission in the North. The reason why Britain saw it, the reason why they advised go on, please, they create river states, create cross river states, they call, as they call them, was because they understood the essence of divide and rule. Britain realized they were the ones that instigated Awolowo to fight against Azikiwe in a battle. They knew that once Oduduwa and Biafra are together, that there will be progress. So Britain never wanted it to happen. Never, impossible. They went and they gave money to their agents. Their jealousy-driven, envious people to instigate trouble. And Awolowo came overnight and said, you know what Awolowo said? As if you were, please go back to your land. Ibadan is for your people. Go back to Igbo land and do your politics there. That was your Britain won. Every to your tent, O Israel. And when everybody went back to their tent, Britain now said, because the North has a bigger landmass, let's give it to them. This is how they're playing ping pong with your brain. And what concerns the IPOB? They insult him. The way they insult us. IPOB wants you to reason properly so you can be free. But you prefer the poisoned honey, isn't it? So the bitter quinine that will kill you. Typical black people. You see why you say we insult you? We don't insult you. We make it out so you can see it. So your stupidity can be made very plain. We simplify your ignorance so you can see it. Let me say, Jack, I go and get up. You know, stupidity comes in various shapes and sizes and colors. We lay it out for you on the table so you can pick the one that you like. You hide behind your petty envy and jealousy. He said, they insulted my village. They insulted my town. Come out and tell us that I'm envious of what people are doing because we cannot do it. So I'm envious. You're a black person, so envy is a part and parcel of your essence, of your being, of your soul. That is why you are poor. That is why some of you are listening tonight with a generator. But the Elohim took us that he gave you sunlight worldwide. You have sunlight. You have rivers that can be dammed to turn a turbine to generate electricity. Don't you? Have you asked yourself how do submarines move in the sea? Nuclear power submarine, how do they move? Even before then, how did they power submarine in the sea? They use common battery. It's called deep cycle batteries. An ordinary battery can power an entire town. Ordinary battery. You, all this knowledge is available. It's even there on the internet. But to put it together to create something, you cannot. Because you spend your time looking for who insulted you and who didn't insult you. The person that came with a chain, put it around your neck, tell you that Angreka is not a good name. Ngozi Chukwu is not a good name. But Benita is a good name, you accepted. They enslaved you in such a way that you became a nuisance to your own self. And we have come to untangle. So, do you think it's going to be easy? Have you seen where somebody actually underwent surgery before or had an accident? And the house is all over. And you're going to remove, the piece of fiber or clothing that is stuck on the wound. Isn't it very painful? Very painful. What we are doing is painful. We know it's painful, but it's for your own good. Everybody else says you. It's for your own good. Are you happy that killing our people? Are you happy that somebody that didn't go to school is presiding over your affairs? Do you know the amount of looting that is? I'm going to do that separately. I think the 2 weeks is up. On Sunday, I'll do the Holy Sabbath expose. On the amount of criminality going on in this zoo. Some of you don't know. This is the worst government ever in the history of humanity. And you want me to be nice to you? In your stupidity, they are thinking you're dreaming. Let's listen to this educated man, please.
Because he believed the North wouldn't tolerate that and talked about leaving.
The North cannot tolerate Oduduwa and Biafra together. The North will not tolerate Yoruba and Igbo man coming together. Never, ever, ever. The Fulani has a mission started by the British. The British said to the Fulani, you should never allow them to come together. That was why the North is the goal for a Christian Oduduwa leader. That there may be room for maneuver. After the so-called handshake across the Niger, not this one, the one that Chukwu Akadibo did many years ago. But some of you don't read history, so you don't know, but we'll tell you. The original handshake across the Niger was initiated by Chukwu Akadibo. After that meeting, the Fulanis went into closed door meeting as well and decided, if we are going to allow any Yoruba man to emerge, it has to be a Muslim Yoruba. Sorry, Muslim Oduduwa. Muslim. So that way, that person will always be loyal to the Sultan. Now, are you following? Are you following what I'm teaching you this evening? Because what we tell you here, you can never get it anywhere else on this planet. Pure truth. If you go up and down, so I'm up and down, you make the truth. They know. And for us, they are listening right now. They know the truth. I'm preaching. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. So don't allow your petty village envy. You can't be like us now. I'm a man, they can't. You can't be me. You didn't hang me. Tell me, Rabama, you're not learned. We went to school. We didn't go to school. So how can they defeat us in a debate? How is that possible? I ask you. We are not being proud or, you know, boastful. It's a fact of life. You cannot. If you come with a problem, you will be treated in 5 minutes. That's how we teach the way we do. So that you can know what we know. Fulani doesn't want it. That is why whenever they see an alliance forming between Oduduwa and Biafra, they will go and pay their IRAs more. They recruit more Yoruba journalists. They start to write garbage. But the Yoruba idiot writing this crap to destabilize the Oduduwa-Biafra alliance thinks he's doing himself a favor. The same reason why Aisha's boyfriend is in Asarok. Everybody knows that that man there is not so. Who doesn't know? Everybody knows that. We all know. But ask yourself this question. Why is it that a country of a contraction, as you say, of 200 million people cannot rise up one day and say enough is enough? Ask yourself that question. Why? Why is it in the interest of some people that Aisha and her boyfriends and all these idiots, the remaining parties, don't do this way? Have you asked yourself why? That is the case. Why they are saying they will still retain power in 2023? Have you actually sat down to ask yourself why that is the case? No, you have not. And how can you? Listen.
In the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
So as I learned, in a small way at first, but very rapidly I learned about the election fixing. And as I say, this was...
Election fixing is election rigging. And who rigged the election? The first proper election in Nigeria was rigged. It wasn't rigged by INEC or Federico. It was rigged by white people, by Britain. Britain wanted to teach you how to be corrupt. They wanted to teach you corruption. You see how what they do? They want to put it in you. And since that day, has there been any fair elections to today? No. That is why when you go to them, they will write their report. They will say, we went there was a few problems in two or three polling stations, but it wasn't significant enough to affect the overall results. Every 4 years. That is, if you want me to give the report of 2023, I'll give it to you. If you want me to give you the report of British electoral observers and EU in 2023, I'll give it to you now. What is going to say is this. We witnessed some violence, some ballot snatching, and a few people who were disenfranchised, but overall, it wasn't significant enough to affect the outcome of the election. End of story. Like, what is today's date? Today's date is the 1st of July. The time now is 4 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. In 2023, Biafra will be gone by then. 2023, I will bring it out then and I will play it again for you people. Or for my friends, save this. Their report, I'm telling you, the EU and the British observers, their report, I'm telling you today what I'm going to say to 2023. We witnessed violence, people were killed, houses were burnt, properties destroyed. But overall, it wasn't serious enough to impact the outcome of the election. And they put another full of agenda with them. That's how they do it.
It concerned to me by the Governor General. He actually said that he wanted me to know the truth because he wanted me to know how much trouble I was in.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned statistics, you were collecting figures. Is that for labor and unemployed people only, or primarily? But obviously, my interest was in the population
of Nigeria.
Yes. And Awolowo, the leader of the action group, yeah, and Chief Enaharo, they too, other people were saying, where are all these millions of people in the north? Where are they? We're going up there to campaign. We want to know, you know. And you see, all these, you know, thousands of miles of not very developed countryside, and yet the northerners are claiming that their voting registration figures are larger than in the south, you know, larger, far more people up there.
Yes.
Well, actually, if you went through the Igbo land, you know, Enugu and that, you saw lots and lots of people.
Are you listening? A white man or Igbo, British, is saying that in the north he was sparsely populated. Listen carefully again, oh, I don't know why the people don't. Hey, snake in my bro. Hey, God, this is black people. Black. Hey! Do you hear what the white man said? The white man said that other politicians were worried about the high number of figures coming from the north. And who are those people, Biafrans again? Because we see things before it happens. You know, the same way that people never voted for Buhari from day one, because we knew the man was bad news. That Odudu were out of spite, went behind our backs and voted for Buhari in 2015 to put us in this mess now. The same thing happened before. Instead of Awolowo and the Enaharo to say this figures, because the Biafra politicians then realized that eventually it will come down to numbers. They were campaigning. Look at the numbers from the north. Awolowo did not listen. This is not from an American or from a white man. Awolowo did not listen. Enaharo did not listen. And today, that is anything you like, you can do. The north is more populated than the south. Anything you like. This man said, I came to Enugu. There were so many people in Enugu, it's untrue. All right, the north. Let me tell you. And how many are you in Enugu? In broad daylight. Oh, the mystery, yapping rubbish. Let's listen.
If you went to Ibadan teeming with millions of people
in Ibadan.
But we didn't actually see many northerners, and obviously not many northerners at that time came to Lagos. So this did arouse suspicion. Now, the Europeans, you know, not stupid, we are watching what's going on in Nigeria, and we too are beginning to feel there's something not quite right here. That maybe the elections are not going to be as straightforward as they're meant to be. Nigeria was being described as the showcase of democracy, and it was expected that the nationalist leaders would win through. But actually, when the election results were announced by the Governor General, before the vote was even in,
the British Governor General, 1959, announced the result before the ballots were even counted. And I need people to understand that when people say that the devil is a black man, it's not that that Lucifer is black, or it may be, I don't know. It is that there is this capacity in a black man to always dig out evil where there is good. And something occurred to me this evening before I came on air. Do you know the reason why you have all these idiots from everywhere, even though I have not taken a bath for the past 1 week? They are missing these fools everywhere. Do you know the reason why you see them all the time? They're yapping rubbish, IPOB, Biafra, everywhere, this and that nonsense. You are not religious, literal, and all that garbage. Do you know they were sent? It was as soon as I announced that Biafra was coming this day, as soon as I said Biafra is coming this day, you can see all of them came out. Because they don't know the plans they are using. All of them, they push all of them. All of the Sabo, you go cross that Sabo. There are saboteurs hiding inside Biafra, claiming they are doing Biafra. There are saboteurs inside them. They are now coming out slowly. Sabo, Their job is to halt the coming of Biafra in 2020, to give full and time to 2023, to perfect everything they are doing, including Ruda. Same done now. So if you think all this nonsense, they're rude, they're insulting. You think you just came out overnight? No. This avalanche of idiocy, I call it, carefully planned and executed by the Janjaweed. Careful planning. Then, because that day I said that Biafra must come this year, 2020. Hey, all hell broke loose. I want all of you to understand that. That is how they operate. That is the devilish part of a black person. Most of them are evil. Evil. Some of them are telling us, we want Biafra, but not like that. We want it from another corner. We want it from another angle. Ask them how, they don't know. They have no idea. This is how satanic a black person is. Satanic. And the thing about it is that when they are doing all this, they are evil, they think they are right. As soon as I announced Biafra is coming in 2020, hey, they said, are you there? No, are you there? This is going to happen. Upon all the money we get to you, we have not promised you to please decide, no, something, we are planning something for you. All these drugs and the eras, they came out. Every fool, every closet, I call them closet stuff, but there are some people who are traitors. It doesn't matter how many times or how many years you shout Biafra, Biafra. If you're a natural born traitor, you're a traitor, in the end you will betray. It doesn't matter how long it takes, you must betray. That's what makes them black, which means we black people. Let's listen.
Don't count for that. Don't wait for that. I have to check you with the British for counting the votes. And the British cannot be trusted. They look after their friends.
The British look after their friends, and who are their friends? The Fulanese. Mm-hmm. Are you following? Fulanese is the friend of the British. I don't know that. But are you not aware of it? Are you not aware of it? I'm asking you. Now you know. And the mistake that some people actually made, and the only time we got it right was when our eternal leader, Dean Odumegwujuku, was alive. It was only, I would say, I had always known anyway, but it kind of crystallized about a few weeks ago. Left alone to me, since Oduduwa went after Biafra, left alone to me, if I were to be a frontline politician from Biafra land, I will allow the Fulanese to rule forever. I will make sure Yoruba man can never hear that speech. Since you want Fulanese to rule, let them rule forever. I will rubbish everybody in the process. Now you understand why the likes of Nzeribe said no to Abiola. Not because he wasn't a Democrat, no. A lot of them did it that time in order to remind the Oduduwa people that betrayal doesn't pay. Don't you know that? That's what it is. Here you had a chance to keep Jonathan, who was a very moderate individual. Oduduwa said no because they didn't have enough ministerial positions. Only just to benefit a few families only. That's all. Now everybody's suffering. And have they learned anything? I doubt it. Maybe the newer generation may guide us in the right path. But the old ones, no, they know nothing. I'm going to tell them, you're insulting. Let this man tell you what. Britain announced the result. You know, black man always copy evil very easily. All the rigging techniques, Britain gave it to the zoo. To the zoo they created.
Loyalty is the big thing for the British.
Uh-huh.
And we were friends with the emirs of the north.
Britain was friends with the emirs of the north. Emirs of the north. Now you understand it very clearly. Not with you, but with emirs of the north. People are telling me it is that I should also try to accommodate other aspects of our news this evening. British. That was the capital. That is the one to the black camp, the one to the north. Let me tell people one thing they don't know. The world view the Zoo, Nigeria, from the lands of Britain. Britain tells you what is happening. After it is their colony, it is their contraction, they created it. So who else is an expert on Zoo affairs if not Britain? That is why Britain will go and tell America, oh, please support the North. They will go to the EU, oh, support the North. Oh, it's the North, support them. And you and I are suffering. And when we try to remind ourselves that we are suffering, one idiot will go to Facebook or go to Twitter and writing rubbish, fueled by envy and jealousy. Nothing more, nothing less. To him, you know, in some things, his envy and jealousy is more important than being free. He would rather be a very envious, you know, person than to be a free man. That makes him black or Israeli, evil to the core, to the bone marrow. You've heard the man. Some of you don't know. Do you know why Nnamdi Azikiwe went on and became anti-Biafra? Nnamdi Azikiwe was one of the people that composed the Biafran national anthem. If you don't know, let me tell you. He was part of Biafra. If you ask our dear elder, Mbazili Chanwich, he will tell you. Azikiwe agreed at the point that Biafra should come. Forget about the leadership. And he was blackmailed. They blackmailed him with ACB. I'm sure our dear elder, one of the very few general ones, Mbazili Chanwich, may share some light on that. He was blackmailed. That was what killed Mazen Bonoji. Bonoji lied to save Zik. That's why Bonoji died at the age of 41. Go and ask. Mazen Bonoji died defending a very corrupt Nnamdi Azikiwe. I don't know why he's bearing my name. Azikiwe. Bonoji took an oath to swore. If you don't know, let me tell you. They blackmailed Azikiwe, they told him, if you don't support one Nigeria, we'll expose all the documentation you had, all the loans you took from Africa Continental Bank that you never paid back. He said, okay, I have to agree. Now, do you see why they tried to blackmail me and I said no? I love it anyway. I love when I'm being talked about in whatever way, maybe in a, whatever shape, whatever form. They don't know that I know history very well. When the Janjaweed try everything and it fails with the Oduduwa lackeys, they are lapdogs from Oduduwa. They are lapdogs. Yoruba lapdogs to the Fulani. When they try everything and it fails, they go for blackmail. And I warned you people here on Radio Biafra, I warned you in 2014, I warned you in 2015, I said to you that we must train ourselves. Because the heavyweights will join this very battle of blackmail. And BBC has joined the battle. They use BBC Igbo and BBC Pidgin to open up their phase of attack against me and IPOB. If you go and Google Nnamdi Kanu, you will see that same news. It's been there for nearly a month. BBC Pidgin. In that news, it says that Nnamdi Kanu collects $85,000 every month to rubbish Nigeria. Not that I pay, but I collect from people. BBC. And you know the funniest thing? That news has been there for over a month. It's not moved. It's been there. If you Google IPOB, you will see the same news. If you Google Nnamdi Kanu, it is there. If you go to Biafra, it is there. If you go to Biafra, you see it there. BBC Pidgin. Nnamdi Kanu, IPOB, Nnamdi Kanu, they connect $85,000 to rubbish Nigeria. It is the upside down news, upside down. That is what they do. Because they have looked everywhere, there is nothing. Nothing in the closet, no heavy blackmail. They went for that one. An outright lie. But it doesn't matter, from the BBC. It's exiting there. And I warned you about this in 2014. A time will come, they will attack us with everything they've got. If we can stay strong, if we can stay strong right now, if we can remain strong and resolute, and mount the way we attack him back, mount counter offensive immediately, we will defeat them. Now we are defeating them. They did it to Ezekiel ran away from Biafra. That's what they do. That is their specialty. That is what they specialize in. For you to be part of IPOB, leaders of IPOB, high ranking officer, a coordinator all the way down, if you're not in the spirit, you can never understand what we are doing and why we do it. You can never understand it. Nnamdi Azikiwe was for Biafra. Blackmail, simple blackmail. The same way that some idiots stole my phone. Stole my phone in Enugu. One day I will remember them. You will hear their story. One day, like that. Thinking that by releasing the picture, a video of me and my wife in my own bedroom, that somehow I will stop Biafra. You see how foolish they are. Oh, once Lika kidnapped me, they still being naked and were videoing me. Women were relating on me. Have you ever heard that? Have I told you that before? Oh, once Lika videoed it, and wanted to use it to blackmail me, and I told him to go to hell to publish it. I dare him to do it. He didn't stop me from this. And it was then I realized that Chico Dikabiam said, I'm going to put you through all these things to see if you're ready for this very battle, because you are going to meet monsters ahead. It's only preparation. And that's where we are today. Some of you don't know this, do you? That is where blackmail to us is rubbish. It never works, but it can never work. It can never work, not to us. It works, and I think it worked, and they got him. And he denounced Biafra. That is the same thing they're using on Onyewodu. They have video of Onyewodu kneeling down and begging to be made the vice president. They have video of him kneeling and begging Tinubu to make him the governor of Enugu State. He is useless. They have something on all of them. They told Okezie, if you talk of him, we will probe you. All the money you have stolen. Do you know Abba Kyari went to go and plead with Abba Kyari in London to leave him a state for him? Are you aware of that? Are you aware? And by going to London to go and see Abba Kyari, he showed he's a very weak man. But that was the day they decided they would not give it to the whole person anymore, because he went to beg. You don't beg Janjaweed. You take what is yours by force. You know, they are not unable to reason. I want you to understand that there is a method in our madness. We appear mad, yes. There is a method. If you calm down, if you don't enumerate that, if you calm down, you will understand that our method is delivering the result. Everywhere is IPOB and Piazza. Everywhere blanket. We know what we're doing. But if you're a fool, you cannot say it. Because you are not on that oath, you're not in the spirit. Once the demon of Sabo goes inside you, you're finished. You're gone. Now you understand what we're doing. I said I was going to listen to the whole of this, but I think the time is going and we'll have to leave it for another day. But I need you to understand that now is the time for us to attack more. If they say we are being insulted, insult them 100 times more now. Because the devil has come out. Can you see it? The serpent has reared its ugly head. We must decapitate it. We must cut off the head of the serpent. Now, not tomorrow. You don't know it's a committed attack against us to see if they can get our people to move. To say, I don't want to. Is it the time of Biafra that is going to come? Me, I don't want it. Biafra is not religious freedom. When I say that you are free to worship a snake if you want, they don't want to hear that. No, they don't. We need a Biafra of freedom, a Biafra of religious tolerance. But you heard me say on Radio Biafra that you can worship a tortoise if you want to.
you can worship a goat. That is your business. Onyanachia, they will never hear that one. Is that one that their treacherous, envious, stubborn nature is telling them that's what they want to write? That's what they write. That is what they want. It doesn't matter how you explain that thing they want to write is what they write. Because they're foolish. Because they're not in the spirit. They don't understand what we are doing. They don't know what we're doing. When we started this movement, I made it very clear that I am the only person that knows everything. The rest, I tell what I want to tell them. Because as they say, when we come to the Obi, you can never tell what you wake up and find a black man doing the next morning. No. I am the only person that I can vouch for that tomorrow morning I will be doing like you, they'll be doing the offer. I will be putting everything that I have into it. So go and search your conscience, all of you, and say and ask yourself, am I ready for this battle? We are in a very dangerous phase of the battle. Battle of hearts and minds. Oh, there is something. Is this how the emperor is going to be? It will be a dictatorship. It will be this. And I have told them I will not be the head of state. Oh, they don't want to hear. That is how they behave. When an envious nature is bubbling away, they don't listen to reason. I said, I, Namdekano, will not contest. I will not put myself forward to contest any office. They still won't listen. That's the way they are. We know they are tricks. I am waiting for BBC to unleash their own Armageddon. That's what I'm waiting for. Not one more cloak on this, the other spouse. It's not 100 pounds with the blue, black, and red pen. They're not talking their shirt. They always wear on sleeve. They're busting it, but they won't tuck it in with sandals slippers. Light blue shirt and light brown pants on top of sandals slippers. With her black above my bala. You know that little bag they carry. You see that with your pen. It's always black, red, and blue pen. Professional petition writers. Right. Is this how they're going to be? We have, from day one, I made it very clear that Biafra is open to liberate everybody. I want Oduduwa to be free. I want Biron people to be free. I want Tifa people to be free. I want Hausa people to be free. I even want the downtrodden Fulani boy or man to be free. I want freedom for all. I was in prison, I was campaigning for the freedom of Fulani, of ours, of Yoruba, of everybody. In their situation. In prison, I paid for lawyers to represent non-Biafras. I presented their bail. I gave them money to transport from Kuja prison to go home. Without asking for anything else, I didn't want to come and join IPOB or join Biafra. Because I believe in freedom. Freedom for everybody, not just for Biafra. I said for everybody. If you don't know. We must continue. We are live and we are there. The time now is approximately almost nearly 8:30 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. The whole world is listening. Humanity is, because they know we speak the truth. When they listen to us, you make it up. It's not injection. You know, when we are small, your mom is taking you to go and get injection at the pharmacist. You'll be complaining. But your mom is doing it not because she hates you, but because she loves you and wants you to be well. Your mom knows that needle going inside you is very painful. It's not good for anybody. But for this, her lovely child to be well, you must receive that needle. That is the needle we are giving you now. You must, to have sense, you must receive it. That's what we are doing. Not out of hatred. How can you hate people and you are prepared to sacrifice everything to save them? How, I ask? If you don't want to be a part of what we are doing, I'm not going to plead or massage or make you feel good, no. You will take that drink. You will take that injection. You will not wrap around for you, drink it. Bitter leaf. You know pump in those days. How many of you receive pump from your pump? And want somebody to look for a picture of a pump and publish it? How many of you receive pump? I'm not a pump in one time. They are using pump. The same bitter leaf. They squeeze it.
Your grandmother and your mother will connive behind your father's back. They will prompt you. Your stomach will be full.
To cleanse, it's called detox. To cleanse you. So that you can be well. That's what we are doing. It's uncomfortable, but it's something you must go through. What IPOB is doing is detoxing your brain. Because your brains are full of toxicity. So we are trying to cleanse it. So you can live like a human being. If you don't know. That is the British. The damage they did to you. They showed you how to lead the election, how to divide people, how everything that is wrong with you. So it's from the British. Look at where we are today. No electricity, no good laws, no that. Now, to the point where people come to your village, they arrest a woman, abduct the daughter. You come to the social media the next day, the only concern you have is, he insulted us as he was saying it. And you want me to regard you like a human being with common sense. And as you're busy yapping away at your idiocy, Janja would have brought back their bill. That colonization bill is back. If you case don't know. And they are killing, you know, they're very clever at what they do. They are being advised by the British. They know what they're doing. And they're killing you, moving into your land slowly, in a stealthy fashion, moving into your villages, one death at a time, one killing at a time. They have the police with them, they have the army with them. Meanwhile, your own sons and daughters of the villages where they are taking over and killing people are in the army helping them, not knowing that. They're in the police helping them. Or are you claiming you don't know? Are some of you not in the army and the police? And your own villages are being ravaged. Do you see the foolishness of everybody in that zoo? Today we are telling you that they have resubmitted what they call an executive bill to the National Assembly for the federal government of the zoo called Nigeria to take control of all waterways and their banks in Nigeria. And this thing will pass. And when it passes, you start with it to protest. And after today, the curtain dies down. It is only IPOB that is consistent. Every blessed day, this same issues we raise them. Every day, we raise them. That you may know what is happening to you. They are bringing back the Ruger bill, it's coming back, and they'll pass it. Because all the governors, they have promised them vice presidential slots, all of them. After the expose I did on the woman that the daughter was abducted, all of a sudden Anambra State sent some people there to go and give her money. I saw her and she's now wearing makeup foundation. She's wearing false eyelashes. They made her up, very brought the makeup artist, they made her up. And I'm thinking, is this the woman I was talking to the other day? That's how blacks are. Black people. Now you understand, don't you, what we're saying?
Somebody saying, this is a bad deal. All Nigerians, all niggers in this bill must rise up now to resist this obnoxious bill. And for those who are listening from civilized societies wondering why this man would be calling their own people niggers, it's because that is their name. Nigeria is Nigeria. It's Niger. It's a Niger territory that is the name. And that is why they are Nigerians. They are the only people to be named after a slave and they will take it. They are the only people that you come to them and say to them that your name which praises God in heaven. Some told you is bad. You should try and answer Bonaventure. And they will agree. I want people to understand that there is something defective in the brain of a black man. That is why you will abandon everything that you are to adopt something that you're not even good at in the first place. Do you understand me? And somebody cleverly wrote, or should I say, commented or even observed what has been happening. What has been going on? The person said, do not blame Janja Widi's Islamization on anything else. Blame it on colonialism. Very, very important. Because our argument has been very simple. Very, very simple. They are arresting, I'm sorry to stop here. There is ongoing arrest
of IPOB family members in a place called Amandu, Ede, in Afi, South local government area of the Ogun State. They are not arresting Fulani headsmen that kill our people. They are not arresting Miyeti Allah terrorists who incidentally are serving in the some of these governments. They are not doing anything of that sort, but they are arresting IPOB family members. So if you are a frontline IPOB family member in Amangu, Ede, in Afiku South LGA in Ebonyi State, we are receiving information now that SARS are arresting our people in that very area. Very, very important, because of the death of a Fulani person who died. And because nobody is able to account for why these Fulani terrorists died, they are now out to arrest everybody. That's what they're doing. That is the type of land that we are in. I do not know what is happening. We are trying to get to the Jihadi Watch site, and for some inexplicable reason, it is not opening. Because I want the whole world to understand what is happening. They have taken it off. Jihadi Watch. It's in Yahoo News, actually. Don't blame Sharia for Islamic extremism in the zoo called Nigeria. Blame it on colonialism. Some of you don't quite understand the extent of the damage that colonialism did to the brain and the psyche of people who call themselves Nigerians. You don't understand. Without the British giving power to the Fulanis, I don't think that today Miyeti Allah will be, should I say, the second most deadly terror group in the whole world. These are the damaging effects of colonialism that some of you are blind to, some of you cannot see. Now we must continue. Some people are saying you must restructure now, or risk collapse. Who is saying restructure now? Obasanjo is saying so. Restructure now, or we risk collapse. Obasanjo, that you went to war or to fight against, so restructuring. True or false? Ojukwu went to Ghana to negotiate at Abuli with Gowon. Ojukwu came back and said, implement Abuli. Gowon said no. The next minute, you people flooded our land, and by the time you are done, 5 million people lay dead. And now, after 53 years, you are asking for black people. You are asking for restructuring. You are asking for the same Abuli that all of you saw, but did nothing about. That is the way they are in the zoo. That is how they reason. Obasanjo is asking for one again of a possible collapse of Nigeria. If the Buhari administration, of course, is not Gunes Aisha's boyfriend with the Buhari mask, looked on while the country lapses into various insurrections and criminals, who are the criminals you have in Nigeria? Fulani headsmen. Who are the terrorists you have? Fulani terrorists. Boko Haram. ISIS in West Africa. Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. And some all Fulani. In spite of all these shortcomings, Britain still wants them to retain power. Something I can never understand. And now people are lamenting. Oh, that is restructuring. How can you restructure? You went to war to go and kill restructuring. Now you're asking of restructuring. The same thing will happen to our people. Be happens. One day they'll be pleading as, oh God, where is IPOB? Why is IPOB not here? They will beg. After, if somebody said to the Jew that time, 53 years ago, that one day this thing that you are fighting Biafrans for, you'll be begging for it, you won't get it. They won't believe it. Everybody now in the middle belt, where go on, comes from, is asking for restructuring. They want the same thing that was negotiated at Kabuli. But they went to war because of it. That is a typical black man. They went to war, killed 5 million innocent Biafrans because of it. And after 53 years, shamelessly they're asking for it. What does that tell you about them? What does that tell you about them? We must warn our people in Africa, please. Very, very important to go into the bush tonight. Because Dave Umahi is spearheading. They cut us off. Because Dave Umahi is spearheading the raid in that very place. They are arresting our people. Very, very sad indeed. That's what they do. Very, very sad indeed. I've preached before about Othman Damfodio, what they are doing and what they will continue to do, if some of you will understand. It was the same people that said 1914 was a mistake. Somebody wrote something very, very important, which I will try and go through later on. But we must understand that the history of the Fulani in West Africa, like that of Islam, is essentially a violent succession of military conquest. You must understand that. This is what I want you to do, what to understand. I want Yoruba people, you to do what to understand this. Understand this. Understand it. Don't be like Obasanjo. After 53 years, you now realize you made a mistake by going to fight Biafra. What was Biafra? Let us about restructuring. It was when that restructuring, not it didn't say, it was when Britain advised Nigeria, go on, through Fulani, to abandon the restructuring, that the war broke out. So, Obasanjo went to war to go and fight the restructuring. After 53 years, he is now asking for the same thing that he fought against. People must ask, go on. Go on, stop praying. Show us a good accord. And tell us why it was not implemented. That is the type of truth people should be after. Not all this cosmetic nonsense, restructuring, 4 regions, 6 regions, 8 regions, rubbish. The issue is go on alive? Yes, go on. Where is that Aburi accord? And another question is, as you're looking it out, tell us, why did you not implement it? End of story, and the whole issue is solved. And I work for free. Deceivers, people deceiving themselves. They know where the answer is. Why are you having a restructuring debate when go on is alive? Go and ask him where is the damn document, bring it out. And then you hold him and ask him, instead of this your useless prayer, you say you claim you're holding. Bring out, as you're bringing out your Bible again, your fake Bible, bring out the Abuja Accord. And as you're praying to, praying to God, ask God, answer, why did you not implement Abuja Accord? People are there deceiving themselves. They are asking me when I go to see diplomats, won't you agree to restructure Nigeria? The one that was restructured of Abuja, what happened to it? What happened? You want IPOB to kill him, to prepare for election, he turns into threat, to become relevant. But was it not what happened in the Imo State? People voted, and they put in number 4. From number 4 to number 1. If we come out now to defend the vote, they'll kill us. And what will you do? He said, he's one of the good guys. I'm an enemy.
People are just so dumb, it's unbelievable.
That's why I'm telling you who you are, and you start insulting you. Who told them insulting you? Who told them insulting you? There was something in news I saw today was so shocking I couldn't believe it. So shocking, was unbelievable. And when I see such news, I double down on the way that I speak to people. I double down on it. When you went to war 53 years ago to go and kill the structure which you are not asking for, which I think is very bizarre, very foolish and very bizarre, I can't understand it. I can't understand. Why then did you go to war? Why did you kill 5 million Biafran people? Why? Ojukwu went to Aburi to negotiate for a restructured Nigeria. Came back and asked you, please implement what we agreed. He asked for Biafra. Ojukwu said, implement what we agreed in Aburi. He said no. That was why the war, that was why you invaded my land, to kill as many as you can. And today people are asking for restructuring as if the man that negotiated for restructuring is dead. Go on, is alive. So, Obasanjo, take your query on restructuring, not to Aisha's boyfriend in Afro, take it to Go on. Maybe you might get some mileage out of it. I read this news and it reminded me as to why I keep saying it all the time, that black people are intellectually deficient. I'm saying it now, so those of you who have white friends and you cry, oh, he should take me into, he's insulting people. Listen carefully to this, what I have to say, please. This is headline from British Guardian newspaper.
petrol sold to Nigeria from Europe is dirtier than black market bush fuel. Do you know what is the black market bush fuel? It is those, what they call the model refineries you have, that those that are into oil bunkering do in our land, in the southern, in the coastal region of Biafra land, especially in Eastern land. What I'm at a loss to understand this. Guardian newspaper in the UK is trying to remind us that Nigeria, they import fuel from outside. And they have four refineries in Igbocha, Onene, Warri, and Kaduna. Four refineries that cost billions to build. Now, when I say something, they say you are insulting black people. You are so insulting. You are rude and you are arrogant. And I want somebody to tell me why a so-called country that oil comes out of the ground in Biafra land with four refineries, every year they graduate over 10,000 students or undergraduates of petroleum engineering, petrochemical engineering, and chemical engineering. These people that are graduating, they have no jobs. Now, just follow me, please. Be patient with me. The people graduating from this university, they have no job. But meanwhile, there are four refineries that are moribund. And what you need to get these refineries to be working is simple crude oil. And that crude oil is coming out in abundance. In fact, it is exported to outsiders. Now, this is the very funny part about this whole nonsense. They now export this fuel to Europe as crude oil that contains everything. It contains kerosene, it contains fuel for petrol for your car, it contains grease, it contains engine oil, it contains everything. You export this raw material as Britain intended, and then you import fuel, which is petrol. And that petrol you are importing from Europe is dirtier than the ones we are refining. And you always send the army headed by Fulani people to go into our creeks to destroy our refineries that is producing cleaner fuel than the one imported from Europe. I want the world to understand the level and the scale of foolishness of the black man. So that when we say what we say, they can now appreciate why we are upset, why we are very angry. We have oil coming from our land. We can refine that oil. But Fulani said no. We don't want any employment in Biafra land. We want you to suffer, to go to Kano, to go to Abuja, to go to Lagos. We want you to travel. We want you to emigrate out of your land in search of greener pastures. Go to Europe, go to America, go to wherever. It doesn't matter to them. They said that's our oil. Rather than refining it in Igbocha refinery, or in Onene refinery, or in Warri refinery, or even in Kaduna, they say no. They export it abroad. These are your leaders. These are your elite, your intellectuals, those you call your political leaders. They are doing this to you. Meanwhile, your own children are graduating from University of Port Harcourt in Igbocha, of course, and from USC as well in Igbocha, and many other universities. They have studied petroleum engineering, which means they are now ready to work in the petroleum sector, which means in the refineries. Yet there are no jobs. Do you see why we want Biafra? Can people now begin to understand why we need Biafra? Can you now appreciate what we are talking about? Can you now see that the zoo called Nigeria shouldn't stand? Do you see the quality of position that you're producing? Do you see how sad and miserable existence is? And the fuel that you're bringing in from Europe is dirty. Much more dirtier than the ones we're actually refining. The ones that the foreigners are destroying. The ones that are killing us over. Can't you see?
Unbelievable.
Black market fuel made from stolen oil in rudimentary bush refineries, hidden deep in the creeks and swamps.
of Biafra land is less polluting than the highly toxic diesel and petrol that Europe exports to Nigeria.
They analyzed in the lab. They found out that what we are refining in the crypt is cleaner than the rubbish they are bringing from Europe. And when they see us refining, they kill us. And they bring in poison from Europe. That is the aspect of the racing of a black man that I can never condone.
You see why I said that black people are backwards? Our reasoning is backwards. Do you see why we want black people graduate from universities? They graduate and they give them a very poorly made Chinese firm. They come online campaigning for one idiot or the other, saying it's the town of my village. Yet they have no jobs. The refinery is up the road, it's closed. The one you're trying to refine in the house is better than the one they're importing from Europe. They transport the crude oil to Europe, they only bring back one item, petrol, out of it. So all the other components, aviation fuel, paraffin and everything, is now left to European colonial masters. And you come back and you claim your intelligence. You claim I should respect you. Are you not even ashamed of asking me to respect you? That is how the zoo flows. That is how they work. That is how the zoo works. That is how it works. And that is why we must do all we can to ensure that Biafra is restored. Restored in our time. Restored in our time. Restored in our time. That is the way it is. That is why somebody wrote today, I got it very early in the morning, the person that said, wonders shall never end. Those of them that believe in one Jew, one Nigeria, how market? How? I posted it. How market? I'm asking you. They have now flagged up their gas pipeline to Tunisia, to Algeria. And you're busy writing rubbish on Facebook. Now the hen is insulted. IPAB is insulted. They are digging pipe and taking the gas to North Africa. You morons, you idiots. You're busy writing rubbish. Polluting everywhere with your darkness and your ignorance. Your oil is traveling all the way to North Africa. Your gas is all the way to North Africa. And you're foolishly there, you're as useless as ever. You're a graduate of civil engineering. No job. The thing you should be working on is traveling to Tunisia. Traveling to Algeria, and you are there campaigning for the next idiot for another 4 years. When you know that Biafra is the way that leads you into the light, you're busy gossiping your life away. If you have something meaningful doing, will you be gossiping your life away? There is something they need to understand, something all of you, including the ERAs and all these professional petition writers, something you ought to understand, very, very important, please. You must understand this. That somebody wrote this, I'm going to read it, please. Every politician from the South, including Tinubu, all of them, they are driven by an untold degree of selfishness. While in office, they are all aspiring for the next office. That's why after governor, they must be senator. After senator, they must be governor. They keep rotating themselves. That is their only ambition in life. Abora Awosa is an example. The strategy to get on the ladder is to sacrifice your people. That's what they do. As Abora Awosa did in Imo. Their towns and their villages and their region. They can give, they are prepared now to call Miyet Yala and hand over adjacent to Miyet Yala as long as they go to Senate. We are doing the same to ourselves. And some people will rise up tomorrow morning to defend a charlatan, rise up tomorrow morning to defend a traitor. Nyawoda is there and they are killing his people, he's never uttered a word. Not one single word. You remind him to say something, he just will come out and say, you're insulting him. Fools. Anyway, just a handful of them.
We cannot give you, in fact, if I start to name all of them, I will be happy tomorrow morning. Remember Peter Odeh, an Igbo man. He said he's not an Igbo man because he wants to be president of the zoo. He wanted to run for presidency. He used, he squandered the whole money that belongs to River State. He gave it to Northern MS and he gave it to Northern opinion leaders. At the end, he failed. Remember that during Obasanjo's tenure in office, he promoted infrastructural development in the north in order to get a third term. He thought an agenda to pass through. At the end, he failed. Remember our dear brother James Ibori? He wanted to be vice president to Yaradua from Delta State. In fact, he converted the Delta State liaison office in Abuja to another ATM for all the Northern PDP members. At the end, he did not only fail, he was sent to prison. We remember our dear brother, good Lord Jonathan. He postponed every development in the south of Biafra land because he was waiting for his second tenure. He put all his resources into rehabilitating Almajiri in the north. He built palaces for the MS from Sokoto to Maiduguri. He built Abuja Kaduna Railway. There's none in his village, none whatsoever. Oh my goodness. If West Road was not even completed, but he built a railway in the north. He built and completed federal universities in Katsina, Jigawa, but only did foundational groundbreaking for the federal university in Bayelsa. At the end, he was kicked out of Aston Villa by the same INEC chairman that he appointed. That's how foolish they are. Let's not insult them. You can see why I insult you. I'm leaving out your foolishness so you can hear. Remember somebody called Ibe Kakachifu? His name is Ibe Onekachifu, but he doesn't want to sound Igbo. So he will say his name is Ibe Kakachifu. He is from Delta. He's not Igbo, he's from Delta. I don't know if it's from Nile Delta or from Mississippi Delta or from Thames Delta or from the Delta of the Danube or from Limpopo Delta. No, but just Delta. Sorry. Ibe Kachupu is his name. He was the general managing director of NNPC and a junior petroleum minister. He promoted the Ajokuta Kaduna Kano gas pipeline that was, started yesterday, they flagged off yesterday. But there is no gas pipeline in his own geopolitical zone. That is, he was the one that started the Ajokuta Kaduna Kano gas pipeline. He rehabilitated the Petroleum Institute in Kaduna. When the one in Warri, he is not even in the budget. It's from Delta. And what is the Delta? These are the elites. Why don't you have them in Biafra? They are the elites. You must get the elites to support what is happening. You must get the elites to join. He's an elite. He's an elite for the Alamajri, for Janjaweed. Janjaweed elitism you have. In fact, they kicked him out of office. He was humiliated out of office with his tail behind his two legs. Remember somebody called Obono Obla? He was appointed the chairman of the Government Asset Recovery Committee. His target was only all the past office holders from his own region and the south. In fact, the Biafra land. At the end, he was framed and arrested. I want to get out of their stupidity. So the world can hear. These are the elite from the elite they want us to join into one Nigeria. Do you remember the immediate past managing director of NGDC and Akwa Ibom State APC governorship candidate? Remember? Nsema Ekele gave out emergency jobs and contracts. You know, NGDC became an ATM for the Villa Boys, where he is now.
How about one they call, he's not a Chile Kamechi, I won't call him Rotimi, he's not a Rotimi, he's not a Chile Kamechi. He is lobbying to be the vice president in 2023. He sold the entire South and became a frontline saboteur. Man, that was why, as a transport minister, he found it necessary to build Lagos Ibadan, Abuja, Kaduna, Kano, Katsina, Red Line. The Great Eastern Railway from Iwacha via Aba, Onitsha to Enugu and Dokene in his book is not feasible. Second major bridge, not even completed. There are many of them. The current petroleum minister is the Timmy Prey Silver. Do you know what he has done?
He has said South-South, we are from Niger, that are from South-South. We are not going to compete with Jaffa thing.
You would think they would do something for their laboriously named South-South or Niger, that are man. For we are darkness, that are long.
His name is Timmy Prey Silver. They will tell you he's the son of the soil. He's a South-South son.
Whatever rubbish means, South-South. He, Timmy Prayer Silver, has initiated the construction of the Ajokuta Abuja Kaduna Kano gas pipeline to facilitate, listen up, the building of a gas powered station in Abuja and Kaduna and to turn Kano into an industrial hub. And he's from Bayelsa, where people drink the same water they defecate in.
He's an elite, frontline elite politician, elite. They are the elite.
As the person said, he said the story is too long, and I agree with him.
That was why somebody came and was campaigning very vociferously. He said,
This man is in Cameroon, he's cutting off the heads of every French colonial master. The statue they have in Cameroon. He said, if your statue is history, where the indigenous people we are saying, your history is on top of our own history. It's overshadowing our own history. Your history is overshadowing the indigenous history. And I love this man so much, because this is what I want the idiots who don't understand what I'm saying about religion to be able to appreciate, to understand something. Your history, you know that brought me all this, your history is overshadowing my own history. Why should I allow your history to overshadow my own? Will you allow me my own history to overshadow your own history? Simple question. They can't answer it. And I call you not by even a useless, dumb set of people. And I cannot reason very well. That was why an acquired woman, born lady, married to a man in Cross River State, cannot be the Chief Justice of Cross River State. This is what this Jew has done to us. The people making all these policies, all these idiotic policies in Cross River, and they forgot that Cross River and Akwa Ibom are the same people. They forgot that there's nothing called ethic. Ethic is a derivative of Ibibio. How can you go? It's so painful. Honorable Justice Ibemen, appointed as the Chief Justice of Cross River State, could not be confirmed because she is from the neighboring Akwa Ibom, but her husband is from Cross River. If this thing were to happen now in America or in Europe, people would be shouting racism. Racism, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. You see all these stupid things they created for us, what it has done to us. The husband is from Cross River. She is entitled to be nominated or to be appointed and confirmed as the Chief Justice of the state. But alas, no, she is not from there. But before Akwa Ibom State was created, all of you were across the state. Do you see how that diversifies it?
Do you see how bad we are as a people? Do you see why I use the choice of words that I use when describing black people? Do you see how foolish we are? By the race, can you see our idiocy? They think everything is comedy, everything is a joke. Nobody, no, I won't say nobody was up here, in that people reason. Nobody, guess what, they don't go back to go and think. Before, this place was called Cross River State. All of a sudden, so sad. I'm tired and fed up. This level of idiocy, I have no idea where it comes from. And as I'm on air right now, I have the news for those of you who are worried about insults. It is breaking from a Yoruba newspaper. This is from Nation Newspaper saying, Fulani gangs have raped a woman to death in Ebonyi. Her name is Agnes Okekwe from the Bakilikili government area. She was hired by a farmer in the community to harvest some crops. While working in the farm, two headsmen came with heads of cattle gangs. They raped her until she lost consciousness. And you want me to be part of one Nigeria Tinake Bokwaroko? Where's the number of God punish you and punish your family from now till the kingdom comes. Bastards everywhere, idiots everywhere. This is happening in our land. And you are more concerned about how you're spoken to. Are you not a fool? Are you not an idiot? Will there something about it? Of course, the answer is no. Rape to death. Number three. The day I give the order now to march, you will see these idiots from everywhere, they will crawl out. Now they will say anything. These are the things that I expect some of you idiots to be writing on your Facebook pages and on your walls. Our land is under siege. Our mothers are being raped and killed. I've given you her name. Raped, killed in a farm, in our own land, an abomination before God and before man. And all you care about is how people talk to you. Say the word of idiot.
In fact, show them the video of the man. Who has seen the video of the man who was killed? How to kill him? Have you not seen it? Has anyone complained? Apart from the fact that I kept saying, "Where is Obedi?" Obedi is one of the very, very team. And he came out.
And he lamented. There is a reason why I want to hear Obedi lament. There is something it does to the spirit. Those of you that survived the war as I did, after the war, there's a song. I don't know who played that song. Somebody will tell me tonight. In Ghost in One, or any game, but go and look for it and listen to it. Acquire it.
Nobody can listen. Even as a child, I listen to it. My life changed in today.
In Ghost in One, or any game, but
go and listen to it.
You will know what the zoo did to you. Look at, they are not killing us in our own homes. Look at that video.
Publish it so they will see it. Let it come out.
Today, and I thank the Most High that He's alive and well. He's alive and well. Oh my goodness.
The same thing they're doing in this, they're doing in Burkina Faso. Some of you don't know this. There is bloodshed in Burkina Faso, full and on the march everywhere. With the money they stole from the zoo, subsidy scam, all the fraud in the world they're perpetrating, they are using it to spread a new version of Fulani supremacy, using violence and terrorism. And all some of you idiots are doing is heavy, vessel, writing rubbish, writing junk. They are there in Burkina Faso, jihadists everywhere.
They are now in our land. They want to give them space by legislating for waterways and everything. They will respond to it and they will pass through. And you will do nothing. Some of you, I bless all of you. Some of you were born by Fulani people during the war and after the war. Some of your parents were born by the Fulani. That's why you can no longer speak.
There must be compulsory DNA test. Once the Afra comes, I'll be the number one person. I'll do my own DNA test. We must do DNA test.
Let us know where our fathers come from. Some of you are a disgrace, honestly. A complete disgrace. That's the same where we come from. They have to complain, I got wrong, they argue. All that nonsense you're yapping and talking about, is that the issue at hand? The issue against that our land is under siege. Fulani are on the march, our mothers are being raped, our men are being slaughtered, our daughters are being abducted, and you're writing what is thunder fire you there. You're writing nonsense. You're writing rubbish. Nonsense as always. He said, one more time I thought you are a fool. What have you done? I want, when I go online, I look at all of you, your timeline, you're talking about what is happening in our land. That's what the world wants to read about. Not rubbish. Little more than 5 years ago, Burkina Faso was on the up. It was going up, priding itself as a favored tourist attraction destination for Europeans. Today, the country is sinking, battered by a jihadist revolt that swept in from the neighboring Mali, Janjaweed down the march, they rode into Niger and cast a shadow over the country, destroying it. That's what happened to us. Only you idiots know how to write on Facebook. Say the one who knock on down. Finish that earlier. Burkina Faso is in serious mess, is in trouble. Very serious trouble. Very serious trouble. The same way the Jews in very serious trouble. And none of you can do anything about it. It was only yesterday that the Enugu Anglican Church, I'm sure it is Archbishop Chukwuma, now telling them, this is what I expect the useless world to be doing. Useless to the core. Compromise fool. Meaning that to them. His useless era is not right about it. Why did you kneel down to beg to be made ordinary governor of your state? Kneeling down before your government to beg to be governor of your state. Kneeling down. Wait, you don't have the duty to exist. You know, I'm not a blackmailer. I don't believe in blackmail. I believe it. I don't believe in it. Anything I say is gospel, and they know it's truth. Every word I utter is gospel. I told you Burata is not coming back. I told you, what's his name? Osibajo is missing, presumed dead. I told you how to rock his empty. He's empty. You can camouflage it. You can pay as many people as possible to write. Imagine to Buhari. Buhari was respond. He's rubbish. You know how to rock his empty. You are all deceiving yourselves, hypocrites. All of you are hypocrites. The gender with man, you know that. For I mean, they are like a parasite. Now, is this parasite? I don't know. It's like a fish, but it's not a fish actually. I don't know what it is. It latches onto a fish. They keep sucking that fish until there's no more blood left in it, and it will die. That's what Fulani is doing to you. By the time they enter into your body, they will gulp you down. They will swallow you whole. It took Obasanjo 53 years to be lamenting like a baby. 53 years to realize Ojukwu was right. It took Obasanjo 53 years to realize that Ojukwu, that was demonized, was right. The same way some of you realize it, the right baby had been right all along. Mad people everywhere. Enugu Anglican Church have said that all the security personnel from the north serving at various checkpoints in the southeast should go, because they are the ones, they are the Janjaweed that are coming in. They are the ones making your life a misery. Why can't our people police our land? You can't bring the Fulani man to the commission. Oh my goodness. I'm so upset sometimes that I don't know. I'm so upset. They can't say anything. Just to be talking rubbish. Insecurity everywhere. Insecurity everywhere. Everywhere. People are suffering. People are dying. And all they say is, in 2023, who is your governor? Have you seen a just state? Is your boss here? Is he winning? Is he leading? Birds are useless. Especially the animals from the zoo, Nigeria. I don't know what they teach them in their useless universities. Only God knows. Only heaven knows what they teach them. But they come out more useless. They come out more foolish. They come out more intellectually handicapped than they were. This is the lawmaker.
I want to pray a lawmaker for you, telling you the level of insecurity in the zoo. The level of insecurity in the zoo. So you understand. A lawmaker in Abuja telling you what is happening in the zoo. And from Israel, from the Kazakh, like his house, he said, the way it happened. Listen, please.
Mr. Speaker, where are we going?
Listen.
Mr. Speaker, I cannot go to my village and sleep. I cannot go to my village and spend a night. I'm speaking to
Adam you. Adamu speaking.
For the last 1 year, wallahi, I can't go to
the NPC member of the house.
But this is where I find
myself. He's crying in the house.
Mr. Speaker, it is terrible.
He's crying.
It is terrible.
Of course it is.
We have to do something about it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are you listening now? Did you hear that? This is supposed to be a lawmaker. His name is Adamu Shika. APC, Niger State. Niger State. He is lamenting. He is crying. Begging for something to be done. He has not gone to his village. He is crying. Is he concerned about himself? Umoko, I'm asking you, is he concerned about himself? Is that what is you? Are you going to stop the effort? Once you commence our march, if Sunday you will fall, we will kill you. You are going to have a bench. And instead of all that nonsense you're writing, instead of to do your proper sabotage work, to write to governments of the world, to report on land, the kind of an IPOB. Because if you think I'm going to keep quiet as they continue to kill other people, then you're dreaming. You think I'm keeping quiet? I'm collecting all the evidence, that's all. So any day I give the order to match, the world will see that they are the ones provoking us. You think that is true? I know what I'm doing. We are keeping quiet, collecting all the evidence. So the day I give the order to match, the world will know that we are the aggrieved party. Not all the lies of 67-70. After 53 years now. But can we restructure? The same restructuring while you went to war. After 53 years. Because you have no vision. You have no foresight. Out of envy. Towards Ujubu. Because he's well read and blessed. After 53 years you are begging. For something that Ujubu gave to you on a platter of gold. In 67. On a platter of gold, you said no. Out of your envy. That is the thing about the enviousness of the black man. It is blind, doesn't see. Well, some of you now, two or three of you, who will go writing your useful rubbish in defense of only one word. Now, that was how Ujuku was castigated. He's a rebel. He's a rebel rouser. He's a young man. He was only 33. He doesn't listen to her. He doesn't listen. Isn't it very funny? That after 53 years, those that claim they know they are begging for what Ujuku gave them on a platter of gold. And you're not ashamed of yourselves. Let us listen to Adamu Shika again. I love his lamentation. He was crying. That is the zoo for you. That is Nigeria for you. That is the colonial contraption that the British built for you. That is the human misery of the country for you. That is where you export oil, crude oil, and import only petrol that is dirtier than the ones that we are refining in our bushes. That is the place where a graduate can never find a job. But instead, we're praising those who is making his life or her life a misery. Only in the zoo, only in Africa, only a black person can be in such a very dreadful way. Sad indeed. Listen to the voice of Adamu Shika and weep for yourselves and your zoo, Nigeria.
Mr. Speaker, where are we going? Mr. Speaker, I cannot go to my village and sleep. I cannot go to my village and spend a night. I'm speaking to you. For the last 1 year, wallahi, I can't go to my village and sleep. I feel very unsure. And this is where I find myself. Mr. Speaker, it is terrible. It is terrible. We have to do something about it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Did you hear that? That is the legendary Zoological Republic for you. That is the way the zoo runs. People don't listen. When you try to correct them, they hear you, you're insulting us. So is it not better for you to be insulted and you listen properly and do something about the state of integrity in the land so they can go to your village? If you've learned nothing this evening, as an aspiring traitor, mobile, baby Sabo, if you've learned nothing today, because Nyan would comes from the lineage of saboteurs. If you've not learned anything today, I want you to learn this, or to take this away. Ojukwu was called every name under the sun. The British demonized him. Secessionist. All manner of names were leveled against him. Today he's in the grave of blessed memory. After 53 years, the same thing Ojukwu got and negotiated for everybody, those that fought Ojukwu are today asking for it. Now, who is the fool? Only you can answer that. And on that note, we have come to the end of today's proceedings. We are proud of what God in heaven is doing with us. Jealousy means nothing to us. Traitors will come, they will go. Our march is unstoppable. As I told you before, not everybody who started with us will end with us. Some will fall by the wayside, new people will come in, but the match is unstoppable. Look at the football team. I remember now that Liverpool is the champions once again of England. People have come, they've gone, but the name Liverpool remained. That is going to be with IPOB. People will come, people will go, but IPOB shall remain. Those playing for Liverpool, the result of Liverpool, the last 10 years, that is now. But that name, that club remains. That's how life is. So I want all of you hardcore to be resilient. Determined more than ever. We will take the fight, you know, our enemies don't like the fact that we take the fight to them. We will take the fight to you. And we demolish you. And it's not going to stop. We are even going to be more ferocious. Because we know our enemies are coming. Because things will happen this year. We need to be prepared for the fights to come. Because it is that Biafra comes or we all die getting Biafra. Simple as that. And that is why we proclaim with every certainty, without any hesitation and with every pride, honor and dignity in us, that Biafra is not just a country, it's not just a nation. That Biafra to us is a religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because you for the Kadam of Brumingenim, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, God Almighty in heaven, the Alpha and the Omega, is our God. From me, from here, it is good evening.